Oh, hey, Stuart, I got you a little souvenir from my trip to space.
Wow, Howard, it's very nice of you.
Yeah, maybe. Open it first.
It's my official NASA portrait.
To Stuart, your comic book store is out of this world, just like the guy in this picture was.
For the record, he also thinks the Walgreens and the dry cleaners are out of this world.
That's not true. At the Walgreens, I was over the moon for their store brand antacids.
Hey, Stuart, I see you getting ready for your Halloween party.
Yeah, it's my annual attempt to meet women. Ninth time's the charm.
Would you like me to help? I do have a certain je ne sais quoi when it comes to soirees.
Thanks, but I can't afford je ne sais quoi. How much for just quoi?
You don't worry about money. I'll take care of everything.
Really?
Yeah, you love it. Ain't no party like a coutre party.
But you know, it wasn't a party. That hotel in Kazakhstan they put you up in before the launch, I mean, it's your last night on Earth. You think you get one porn channel.
Have you noticed that Howard can take any topic and use it to remind you that he went to space?
Interesting hypothesis. Let's apply the scientific method. Perform an experiment.
Okay. Hey, Howard. Any thoughts on where we should get dinner?
Anywhere but the space station. I mean, on a good day, dinner was a bag full of meatloaf. But hey, you don't go there for the food, you go there for the view.
That's fascinating. Let me see if I can duplicate the result.
Howard, I've always thought the lemon was an underrated fruit. Care to weigh in?
Not really.
Oh, well.
You know, people say the Soyuz capsule is a lemon, but...
Yeah. But hey, that baby got me to space and back.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Ladies' night at the Cheesecake Factory, does it get any better than this?
I hope so.
Question. Do you think your husband's fondness for turtlenecks is an expression of longing for his missing foreskin?
It's not getting any better. Oh, it's Leonard. He wants to go costume shopping later.
I thought you liked Halloween.
No, I do. It's just he wants to go to that party at the comic book store. A lot of the guys that hang out there are kind of creepy.
Like my husband?
And my boyfriend.
I'm sorry, Amy, you were saying something about Howard's foreskin?
Nice try, but you have to go to that party because we're going.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. It's just not my idea of a good time.
Leonard does things he doesn't like to make you happy.
Well, yeah, he's my boyfriend. Isn't that like his job?
Then what's your job?
Letting him make me happy.
I just think in relationships, you get back what you put into them.
And that's not always true. Last night, I gave Sheldon my best come hither look, and he responded by explaining how wheat came to be cultivated.
I guess I could probably try a little harder.
You could start by taking an interest in his work.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem.
Why?
Not really clear on what he does.
He's an experimental physicist.
Yeah, I'm not really clear on what that means.
He takes hypotheses and designs protocols to determine their accuracy.
Yeah, you're really just making it worse.
What kind of tea would you like?
I think I'm gonna try green tea mixed with lemon zinger.
Two tea bags in one cup. You're not at a rave.
So, listen, Sheldon, I was thinking, since this is going to be our first Halloween party as boyfriend and girlfriend, I thought it might be fun for us to go in a couple's costume.
I couldn't agree more.
Really? I find that inconsistent with everything I know about you.
Oh, on the contrary. Yeah, couple's costumes are one of the few benefits of being in a relationship. Now, imagine this. You and I entering Stuart's party, and all eyes turn to see America's most beloved and glamorous couple.
Yeah?
R2-D2 and C-3PO. Dibs on 3PO.
Sheldon, when I said couples costume, I meant like Romeo and Juliet or Cinderella and Prince Charming, not two robots from some silly movie I don't even like.
Okay. Now I'm gonna let that slide because I know you're hopped up on tea bags.
I make compromises for you all the time. Just this once, can't we find something that we're both happy with?
Fine. How about one of the most beguiling and influential couples of the 20th century, Hewlett and Packard? Dibs on Hewlett. What, you want to be Hewlett?
Anybody home?
Hey, what are you doing here?
I just thought I'd stop by and say hello.
Oh, what a nice surprise.
Aww.
I don't think you've ever seen my lab before.
No, I know. It's long overdue. So, what you doing? Better not be building a robot girlfriend.
No. Although Howard was making some real strides in that area until he met Bernadette.
What? You're kidding.
Nope. Now the Lisatronic 3000 just sits in a box waiting for the phone to ring.
What's going on in here?
Oh, no, don't look in there.
What, is it a secret?
No, it's a nitrogen laser. It'll cook your eyeball like a soft-boiled egg.
Oh, might want to put a sign on it.
Sign right there.
Danger, sure. So what's that?
That is an integrated ion trap and time-of-flight mass spectrometer.
Wow, high-techy-techy. What's this little box?
That is a pencil sharpener.
Ooh, low techie-techie. So what are you working on right now?
Oh, it's actually pretty neat.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a front-projected holographic display combined with laser-based finger tracking. Here, I'll show you. Just put this pencil over here.
Sharp, thanks to the machine we saw earlier.
Very good. Then a laser will map the reflective surface, and voila.
Wow, that is amazing.
You know, there's a foundational idea in string theory that the whole universe may be a hologram.
What do you mean? Oh.
Well, the holographic principle suggests that what we all experience every day in three dimensions may really just be information on a surface located at the farthest reaches of our cosmos. So it's possible that our lives are really just acting out a painting on the largest canvas in the universe.
Hmm.
Sometimes
I forget how smart you are.
You should visit more often. What are you doing?
Take off your clothes.
What? Here now?
Yeah, you got a problem with that?
No. Kind of crazy. I've never fooled around in the lab before.
Really? Never?
Nope. Well, I did have a shot with the Lisatronic, but the extension cord wasn't long enough.
Before I forget, I'd like your opinion on the menus I prepared for the Halloween party. The theme is food that goes bump in the night.
Creature from the Black Forest Ham Lagoon.
On sesame seed bonzillas.
Night of the living garlic bread?
It's funny because bread sounds like dead.
I'm sorry, but these are just ordinary foods with the names bent into tortured puns. But the dishes themselves are in no way Halloween-y.
Ooh, Halloweenies. That's a good one. They'll pair nicely with my Draculoni and cheese. How do I do it?
that reminds me, I was thinking about wearing my NASA jumpsuit as a costume, but then I realized everyone would be like, where's your costume? Why are you wearing your work clothes, you nut?
Hello, boys.
What are you smiling at?
Nothing.
You know where there's a lot of nothing.
Space.
Boy, it's nice to sleep in a bed with gravity again.